Okay, I hope you guys had a good weekend. So, the yurt, there wasn't any yurta that I found for today, but I found a yurta for the week. It's the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer, I'm sure you guys know, he was the son of the who? Of the Chassam Sofer. So his yurta is on the 19th of Tevis, and I thought it was a nice idea to say something in honor of his yurta. So we know that Chazal always say, whenever the Torah counts up all the Shvatim, right, it's a lashon of chiba, it's a lashon of it's a lashon of love. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu always counts them. Like, so Rashi says in the first Rashi in Shemos, right, that lo diach ibasim shenim shul kachavim, that every single time that the Torah recounts and counts up the names of the Shvatim or any of the names, it's because to show Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for every single one of them, to be able to compare them to stars. Shemotzim anachnisim and misparim and mishmotzim, that Yidavka counts up. They're related to stars and they're related to by their name. So basically, the Ksav Sofer brings down the Medrash. Mona mispar lekochavim lekulam shemot zikra. So why is it that dafka were compared to stars and dafka the names of stars? So this is what he said. Unbelievable. Ma kochavim lecho echad yesh lo sham b'fnei shem b'fnei atzmo kachat tzedikim. Every star has their own name, right? It's not like just everyone's a star. I mean, I'm not such an expert in stars. Maybe you have to talk to the science teachers here or whatever it is, and they can give you every name. But no star is similar. Every star is different from each other. He said the same thing is by tzaddikim. And when it comes down to it, every single Jew has something unique about them. Lachin nimshu l'kachavim. This is why he says dafka, why you're compared to stars. And then he explains, nearly, lahazbir, and I want to explain. Hakochavim him nitzrochem l'kiyam amidas ha'olam. Umil baldam, iyev sharlis gaim abriyam. I'm not such a science guy, but the Ksav Sofer is giving us a little science lesson. If the stars didn't exist, the world wouldn't be able to exist. So he says here, "B'chol echad." So iyesh l'tzkam ebriya. The world wouldn't be able to continue. "B'chol echad yesh teva u'pula b'fnei atzvo." Each one has their own reason, their own action, something that they bring to the table for the world. "Zeh mevi kor." This one brings coldness to the world. "Zeh chom." This one brings heat. This one brings "zeh yivishus." This one brings dryness. Whatever it is. And they're all intertwined to be able to connect. Same thing by us. Every single person has something that they bring to the table. Every single Jew brings something that they bring to Avodas Hashem, and something that they bring to be able to continue the world. And every person brings their own little thing. Someone's a tzaddik, someone who's tremendously involved in chesed in their own unique way. And I think, especially in our days, especially people think, "Oh, you're not the biggest talmid chacham, you're nothing." Chas v'shalom. Every single Jew is important. If you learn one mishnah and that guy's learning three dafim a week, that one mishnah that you're doing that you toiled for 10 minutes that day, and that guy chazur in an almas. Not pointing to Moshe, but like, okay, Moshe is very good in Gemara. I'm not as good as Moshe. But that doesn't mean that my Mishnahs aren't just as good as Moshe's Amud or Daf, whatever it is. It's just as important, right? Just as important. Just to close, the Baal Shem Tov says, why are we compared to stars? Why? You ever look by a star when you walk outside? It looks like it's very, very small, right? Very, very small. It looks like a dot in the sky. But if you ever take a plane up, to the star, you know what a star would be? Star is huge. It's a huge ball of fire. Because so many times we think, oh, we're nothing. Right? It looks like, oh, what's a Shimon Esra? What's this? If I clear the table from Shabbos, I'll do what my mother asked me. No, why don't you before? It looks like it's nothing. But as you go closer to you, look, it's a tremendous thing. So maybe that's what we could say. The Ksav Sofer says that the world exists by stars, but maybe you could say on a deeper level also, the Baal Shem Tov says, sometimes we think that we're nothing, and our tefillah and our avodah and our learning, whatever it is, and our growth is nothing. But really, if you look closer, mamash look closer, you see that's mamash a big thing. It should be in honor of the Ksav Sofer's Yartzeit. Shalom.